This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
This is Paul Macon. We're doing bacon and eggs for breakfast through until 10 this morning. You know what is one of the wonderful delights of doing this radio program is meeting new performers. And I have great respect for singers, songwriters, because they go out and do it themselves. They play instruments. And I, unfortunately, as a young tacker, didn't get to play the guitar or learn the piano. I wish I had them now. I really do, because I admire the people who are able to play instruments, and particularly on their own recordings. Now, there's a lady called Kimberly Bowden. Now, Kimberly, well, she's in the studio at the moment. How about we introduce her? Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes, indeedy. Now, Kimberly, you were up here in this particular part of the world visiting a friend when you tuned into Fab FM and went, country, and you're into that, so
yes.
Must have been exciting.
It was really cool. I was just in the car with Jamie, my friend, and I was just thinking, this is really good country music. And she's like, yeah, this guy only plays country music. I was like, she's like, you should contact him. And I was like, I am going to contact him.
And she did, folks. And I'm so glad that you did, because I've been listening to a couple of tracks you're doing. Gee, you're a good singer now.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it was proved nationally. Tell us about the program. Before we start learning about where you came from, the Kimberly Bowden story, tell us about the telly show.
Well, I was on Married at First Sight. No, I'm kidding. I was on The Voice. My mum wants me to go on Married at First Sight, probably. I was on The Voice last year. I made it to the knockouts, and it was honestly just a brilliant, brilliant experience. And I loved it. I was on Delta's team. They treated us so well. I felt really lucky for my experience, because I didn't come out jaded and broken, as some people have said they have. But yeah.
Yeah. So what did you learn, do you think, from The Voice? That must have been an amazing experience.
Well, I mean, I think for me, I'd felt quite disconnected from being an artist, actually, because I'd been away on a couple of big trips overseas. And so when I went and did The Voice, I felt like there was this whole side of music that I had never been introduced to. Like, you know, just being on a set, being a part of a really big production, like I got a real look at how big things can get, and how much is involved. And it makes you really prepare yourself and be at the top of your game. Like, and I learnt that I can do it. You know what I mean? I can go up and sing on national television and make it through to the end and feel like I didn't humiliate myself. So it was, for me, it was really like, you can do this. I don't know whether I thought that I couldn't, but by the end of it, I was very inspired and very motivated, and just felt like I've got this, you know?
Yeah.
It was really good just to be taken seriously as well. Like, I felt like the coaches, you know, Delta was really lovely, but also the coaches and the crew on The Voice, really, they took me seriously, and I felt I needed that. I don't know. It's weird.
When you were doing The Voice, you sang Sorrento Moon.
Yes.
So let's hear a little bit of you singing Sorrento Moon. This will give the folks an idea of what you're about.
And I remember how it all came true by the sweet Sorrento Moon. You were never far away.
Sorrento Moon there. And a very famous lady used to sing that.
I know, Tina Arena.
Yeah.
She's just flawless. I don't know, as a songwriter and a singer, to me, she's one of the best that Australia's ever seen. So,
all right, but let's move on from The Voice. Let's find out about the Kimberly Bowden story. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
So I was born in Innisfail, and I was raised in Tully, good old Tully Town. My mum's Sicilian and my dad was English of some sort.
Sicilian.
Yes, I know.
Oh, let's hear a bit of this music from The Godfather. Just get that out of the way. I'm only kidding, whoever your family is.
Yeah, no.
Because it's sometimes the family.
Yeah, well, actually, we do have some mobster relations Sicily. Yeah, the Gangemi family.
Not the Gangemi family.
Yeah, the real ones.
I've never heard of them.
That's all right. They're a long way away.
They're a long way.
They can't get you.
Oh, I don't know. See, they can tune into an app these days. They go, hey, what is that mate and they're talking about? Insult us. End up with a horse's head in a bed.
Oh, my God, no. Hopefully not.
All right, so you grew up in Innisfail, Tully. What made you get interested in country music? Why didn't you go the pop scene?
Well, I mean, when I was really little, my parents put me in singing lessons at about six because I wouldn't shut up. Like, I just popped out singing,
basically. I can't believe that.
Yeah. So it was kind of, they needed to get me lessons so that I was better than what I was. I sang at my uncle's wedding when I was about nine, and I sang Unchained Melody, and there was a country band playing for his wedding, and it was actually the Sackley band. I know that, you know, Kylie Sackley is a singer that actually is from Mossman. She did very well in Nashville. She's still doing well, I'm sure, but they actually said, you should put your daughter in country music festivals. And my dad actually listened to some country music anyway, but mum and dad just basically started entering me into these festivals. I'd try to Stedfords and I was just a little bit too country for those quiet rooms.
Good on you.
And then I started doing these country music festivals at nine, and honestly, I didn't look back. I'm definitely a country music singer.
What is it, do you think? I ask a lot of people about this. I mean, I love the stories of country music. I particularly love the stories. Often there are a lot of them are poetry to music. What do you love about country music?
I definitely love the stories. For me, it's the sound and the melodies, and there's just this, it's just the country music flavour to
earthy,
me.
Earthy.
It's beautiful. To me it is. I just think it's the best. So I love the songwriting as well, and it's a real craft, and it's, you know, it's really changing and it's getting better and better and better all the time. I do love the 90s country though. I love it.
Me too. Yeah. A lot of great songs out of the 90s.
Yeah,
what was it about the 90s?
They just were nailing it in the 90s. I mean, I just did a playlist on my Spotify and I've called it Loving Country, and it is literally just mostly 90s. Like, there's a lot of old bangers in there. So
thinking maybe Nashville and all that, who would be a singer that you love out of good old Nashville?
Well, early days would have to be like Leanne Rimes, Martina McBride, and
yes,
you know, Faith Hill. I just love those. But now, I mean, Miranda Lambert's probably next to the top. Kacey Musgraves, she's a new kind of more contemporary version of country, and I love her. And there's a songwriter called Sarah Buxton, and she hasn't released a lot of music. You should definitely look her up.
Sarah Buxton. I'll write that down.
I've been listening to her for a long time, and I honestly think she's got probably nearly the most beautiful voice I've ever heard.
Whoa. That's a big rap.
Yeah, she's got a husky voice, and like, but it's just spectacular.
Okay, let's play a couple of your tracks. Now, before we get to my favourite track, which is Can't Stop Living It, let's play this track, How Do You Know? Now, how did you know? How did it come about?
Yeah, how do you know? I think I pretty much a lot of my life liked people who didn't like me back. And I was like, how do you know? It was a real question at the time. But, you know, I can really hear my age in this song. I wrote this with Shendel Tassoni, who's actually based in Mareeba now. She's a very talented singer-songwriter as well, and I feel like I sound like I'm 19 in this song, but I'm still very proud of it, and I think it's a cool song.
How do you know when the light turns green? How do you know?
How do you know? Kimberly Bowden on Fab FM. Now we get Kimberly to the song that really, as soon as I heard it, I absolutely loved it, and that is Can't Stop Living It. You wrote it?
Yes, I did write it. I wrote it early 2016, actually. I know the year. I was heartbroken. But Can't Stop Living It is a very special song to me. It's just, it's about the fact that it doesn't really matter how bad things are, you've got to learn to enjoy your life through those times, because your life still matters. Like, your every moment is gone once it's happened, you know. So, and that's something that I struggle to do, and I try to remind myself to do. And to me, this song feels like it's like that positive person on your shoulder going, there's a lot of good things. Don't stop enjoying your life, even when things are crap.
You know, people who haven't been through it, and it'd be fairly rare if you haven't, but if you haven't been through it, it is a physical, it feels like your heart is broken.
Yeah,
It's an awful feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of sadness.
It is. It's like, for me, I was really, really devastated. Probably the first time that had happened to me. And the song actually changed for me, though, after. There'd been quite a few tragedies around me and around my life, and it started out as a song that I wrote out of heart, like love and being heartbroken, but it actually kind of became like an anthem for life. Just like, for me, I was like, this is a song about don't take for granted your life and your happiness, and don't forget that you're loved and you're needed, and it's you're irreplaceable.
Okay, would you like to introduce it here for
the
listeners?
Yes, this is Can't Stop Living It by Kimberly Bowden.
No, I can't stop living it. I can't stop loving it.
Great song, Kimberly. Congratulations on that. Look, we'll finish this up by just asking, I guess, what do you want to achieve? What are your dreams and hopes for the future?
I'm going to continue to record music. I really want to reach as many people as I possibly can. And I plan to put a lot of effort into trying to grow my audience, just because I love writing songs and I love singing them. And I really love it when someone says, oh, I really like that song. I really related to that. I get a full-blown kick out of that. So I have plans to record more music very soon, and plan to release it. So it'll be a planning stage, and yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that.
Well, if we can help you in any way, we'd be very happy and honoured to do so.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Just before you go, you were mentioning all the women that you love in country music. I can't let you go before asking you, what are the males in country music? Who's somebody that you go, wow, isn't he great?
It's tough.
Come on.
Can I do it? Can I like say three people?
Sure.
I think like Garth Brooks.
Yes.
I also really love Jimmy Buffett.
So do I.
I think Jimmy Buffett is just beautiful. He has written some amazing songs. My dad really influenced me there. And
just before you get to your last one, have you heard Alan Jackson and him doing It's 5 o'clock Somewhere?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Buffett's got a great voice. He's a very underrated singer.
Oh,
very,
I know.
Very good.
And just very clever songwriter. Mm. Like beautiful, beautiful songs. And then I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, it's just tough.
You said three. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to say someone new.
Okay.
That I feel like he is very talented.
Yes.
And he's Australian.
Right.
Yes. I'm really...
Another one to write down by
the look of it. Yeah. I don't know. I think you would have heard of him. His name's Brad Cox.
No, I don't. Well, I haven't got any
of...
Really? Well, hang on. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay.
I'm learning as I go as well.
That's totally fine. I never know anybody when they say, have you heard this? So,
well, I said to you earlier, I said to her during one of the songs, I said, Kimberly, do you know Clint Black? And she said, no.
No,
so
I know.
So there you go. I'm going to, after this interview, I'm going to play you a little bit of Clint Black.
That sounds perfect. No, Brad Cox has kind of risen to fame recently. He's doing very well, and he has some brilliant songs like The Lake House, Somewhere in Cheyenne, Water Under the Bridge.
Oh, that sounds good to
me. They're just beautiful songs. So Brad Cox is my new favourite.
Good on you. Thanks for coming in, and I think we'll play a song from Clint Black.
Sounds
right
perfect.
Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
Okay, and look after yourself. Stay safe.
Yes, you too.
There's every kind of definition, but it's something you can't put your finger on.